Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our good friend Bob Prosen back on the show. He's the president and CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement. He's the author of the award-winning book, Kiss Theory Goodbye. There's so many awards on this book, award emblem is on this book that you almost can't see the title. It's really stacked up here. And he's here to talk to us about something that he's gotten really excited about lately, and I want him to tell you about it. Bob Prosen, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be your guest again. I love being on your show.
It's good to have you here, Bob. You know, Bob, one of the things that I've been lamenting in the last few months or so, maybe a year or so, is the fact that I think America is not inspired these days. You know, I think if there's one thing that America has been built on, it's an idea about what the possibilities are. It's faith in ourselves. It's belief that we can be better, that we can get better. And a lot of that has come, most of it comes from within us, within each one of us. And I don't think we really look around waiting on leaders to inspire us, although it's good when it happens. But I do think leaders can dampen our inspiration. And I feel like that's what we've got going on right now. And I think America could use a little more inspiration. What do you think?
I think we could use a heck of a lot more inspiration. Heck, I just had an all-day meeting with an entrepreneur yesterday, and I really enjoyed listening to Michael Simmons, your previous guest.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked,
isn't he a breath of fresh air? Somebody yeah. under 30 talking about the marketplace and the free enterprise system like that. He's taking that out across the country.
I saw that. I was on his website here.
Yeah.
I really like this.
I'm really impressed. We need more Michael Simmons. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just meeting with an entrepreneur, and matter of fact, he took me to the ball game the other day, the Rangers game, and he was sitting there, and we were in the heat, and he said, "What do you think separates America from the rest of the world?" And I said, "It's all about inspiration and innovation. I mean, that's who we
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing stands in our way. We figure out ways to make things happen. Now, we have to do it in spite of the uncertainty in Washington, the taxes, the health care,
and
all the things that are dampening down small business."
Well, and you know, don't you think we can, and I hate to, I've gotten a real bad attitude about Wall Street too, Bob. I've been saying that Wall Street and Washington are at cross purposes with Main Street. What do you think about that?
I think that's true. I do. When companies are sitting on trillions of dollars of cash, and the government is not allowing them to facilitate the use of that cash, that would drive more employment, because the key to this whole thing is employment, Jim, as you know. If we don't fix that, all this other stuff is just the packaging.
Well, and you make an excellent point there, Michael. I mean, I'm sorry, Bob, because you know, our government is broke, but our country is not broke. And the way for our government to have all the revenue it needs and all the politicians want to spend is to unleash the power of our marketplace. And they're not doing that, are they?
They are not. Not only at the large corporations that are hoarding cash, but they're not inspiring those small businesses. And we know small businesses are defined as underneath 500 employees. And let's face it, a lot of those are big businesses. They're not
That's
really
right.
small businesses.
Right. Most of the people I'm talking about are under 100 employees.
Yeah, and they're key to our economy. You know, if they just hired one other full-time person, and the only time they're going to hire is when they believe that profitability is here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
If not, they're going to 1099 and contract people, and that's why.
Or buy more equipment.
Or buy
more technology instead of hiring an employee, which they have the opportunity to do right now. So basically, you're working on something that you're calling Restore America's Economy, right? That's a campaign that you're working on right now, right?
I am, Jim, and it's the biggest thing I've ever worked on. You know, I've done a lot of things in life, and I'm more inspired and excited about this than anything, because I'm getting in front of various congressmen and senators, and I'm showing them a pathway to deal with at least some of the problems facing small businesses. And one of them is you've got to equip these companies with proven tools and techniques that will allow them to increase their profitability.
Right.
If they don't do that, they're not going to hire.
Give us the website, Bob.
It's smallbizbus.com. Small Biz Accelerator, pardon me. Smallbizaccelerator.com.
Is that abbreviated business? Abbreviated?
Yes, it is. Abbreviated BUS.
Smallbusaccelerator.com. And they can find out more about the Restoring America's economic might there, can't they?
Absolutely.
When we come back, Bob just said something about giving small business owners the tools. You know what? I'm going to ask him, why don't we just get those guys just get out of our way? That's the question I'll have after these messages. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.